I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. China summoned the U.S. ambassador in Beijing on Sunday to lodge what it called a strong protest over the arrest of a Chinese technology executive in Canada. The United States is demanding that she be extradited to the U.S. to stand trial on fraud charges. China called the arrest of Meng Wanzhou, the telecom giant Huawei Technologies' chief financial officer, extremely bad, and demanded that the U.S. cancel its extradition request linked to allegations that she broke U.S. laws prohibiting trade with Iran. China's vice foreign minister summoned the U.S. ambassador Terry Branstad a day after calling in the Canadian ambassador to protest Meng's arrest at the U.S.'s behest at the Vancouver airport on December 1st. Almost 2,000 people have been arrested throughout France over the weekend in the latest round of violent protests against the government. The protesters are angry with President Emmanuel Macron and the high taxes he's imposed. Correspondent Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from Paris.
Some of the streets around the Champs-Élysées, which Parisians like to call the world's most beautiful avenue, were a battleground between so-called yellow vest protesters and police. Protesters spread out to other parts of the city, setting cars, garbage cans, and barricades on fire. Police responded with water cannons and tear gas and drove armored vehicles through the city streets. The yellow vests I talked to said they wanted to protest peacefully. Their demands varied. Higher minimum wage, lower taxes, more equality. It's hard to see how this story will end.
Nationwide, the Interior Ministry says about 136,000 people gathered against France's high cost of living. Protesters also expressed their dismay with President Macron. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of hardline Hindu protesters and monks gathered in India's capital Sunday to demand that a Hindu temple be built on the ruins of a destroyed mosque. Protesters demanded that Prime Minister Narendra Modi see that the temple be built where Hindus believe the deity Ram was born. The mosque was torn down in 1992, leading to riots across the country, which left 2,000 dead, most of them Muslims. The U.S. military says it has killed four members of the Al-Shabaab extremist group with a self-defense airstrike outside Somalia's capital after partner forces were attacked. The U.S. Africa Command says the airstrike happened Saturday near Basra, a community outside the capital Mogadishu. The statement says no civilians were involved. A spokesman for Yemen's Houthi rebels said they may be open to more talks with the rival government if current peace negotiations in Sweden go well. Some of the issues being negotiated at the UN-brokered talks are a prisoner swap and the reopening of the airport in Sana'a. President Trump says his top aide, Chief of Staff John Kelly, will be leaving at the end of the year. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
When John Kelly took the job as Chief of Staff a year and a half ago, President Trump made this prediction.
General Kelly will go down in terms of the position of Chief of Staff, one of the great ever.
He had early success, credited with imposing order on a chaotic West Wing after his arrival in June 2017. But Kelly's iron fist alienated some longtime Trump allies, and he grew increasingly isolated. As for the president, however, he still describes Kelly this way.
He's a great guy.
No official word yet on a successor, but Vice President Mike Pence's Chief of Staff, Nick Ayers, is reportedly Trump's top choice to replace Kelly.
Late reports now say Ayers is out of the running and he will leave the government soon. A key U.S. lawmaker said Sunday that Democrats in the House of Representatives could pursue impeachment hearings against President Trump. Congressman Gerald Nadler is a New York Democrat set to become chairman of the House Judiciary Committee when Democrats take control of the House next month. He told CNN that Trump had surrounded himself with crooks and was part of a broad conspiracy against the American people to win the 2016 election. An enormous early winter storm is clobbering the southern U.S. with snow, ice, and strong winds. More than 20 million people from Virginia to Georgia and west to parts of Mississippi are under storm warnings and watches. Virginia and North Carolina are under states of emergency. More than 500,000 people are without power, and more than 1,000 flights out of Charlotte, North Carolina, have been canceled. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
Best music.